Intern interview. Office. July 14.
Does that apply to late capitalism, too?
The intern asked. The CIO liked her, even if he had no idea why any of them thought that this was the best use of their open sky.
Is that what we're living in? Late capitalism?
He repeated, chuckling. A benign uncle.
Like socialism, communism, capitalism, and mercantilism were told it was time for dinner, and capitalism showed up at 7:15 and missed the soup.
Her eyes had begun to do. They were walnut brown, larger than her face needed them to be. He stared at her skin, trying to measure what made youth.
It was a joke. I assume that you had already learned that there is an 80% chance that what comes out of my mouth is a joke.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. That is not your personality trait. That is my personality trait. Maybe you face the facts head on, without the need for irony, for which you should consider yourself lucky.
She stared at him, the fact head on, without a need for anything. The CIO should save this mask, if that's what it was anymore, for the hedge fund and private equity guys pitching them. He tried again, head still on.
Tell me again why you want to remain here to embark upon a career in endowment management.
I was really engaged by the projects I worked on during my internship. Figuring out whether a manager's track record was good or not was like, endlessly fascinating.
Can I ask another question?
He tried not to mimic her uptalk. Maybe he had succeeded.
Did you apply for jobs elsewhere?
Sorry?
They both knew it had been 2 weeks since graduation.
Did you go to New York to let 25-year-olds from Morgan Stanley ask you why manhole covers are round, or to guesstimate the number of laundromats in Pittsburgh?
She smiled, almost easily.
I'm not really interested in moving to New York.
Well, at least you were spared that experience. Maybe they are trick questions. Maybe there are no longer laundromats in Pittsburgh. And 500 of your classmates are probably already in that channel of the meritocracy. Is there any interest in trying the other golden pole? Seeing what life is like at a startup? One, I don't know, using artificial intelligence to optimize burrata?
I'm not...
That was a San Francisco joke. Apparently not the best one. I thought it was pretty, Anyway, the purpose of the internship program is partly educational, but also instrumental. To help people get jobs. Out there, off campus. Not that this isn't also out there, I guess.
He rolled his fingers into fists and heard his knuckles crack. He had to release the not-quite-completed grip.
I'm sorry.
Again, please don't apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it's my fault. A couple of years ago, after I took over as CIO, Jim Pascarella, one of our trustees, kept asking me if we could improve our performance by moving to New York. I tried not to take it personally. These khakis may not be the most intimidating pants, but our numbers were pretty good even without being more snazzily panted. The fact is that we are one of the last, maybe the last, other than Stanford, large endowments to be located on campus. Christ, Dartmouth has moved out of state. Before you were born, a few endowments came up with the idea that to succeed, you had to hire real Wall Street types. And those dudes belonged in the high floors of skyscrapers, where the weakened gravitational pull required suspenders.
Nothing. Part of him wanted to let her stay if she really wanted to stay. Her sleeveless, eye-color-matching dress was not quite casual, but also not formal, like Emily's outfits. He continued.
Those types of guys are super unpopular now at endowments, maybe everywhere. I'm grateful for that. You really don't want to see a guy in khakis with suspenders unless he is threshing wheat. But even nowadays, if you want classic LP types, that's limited partner, the conventional wisdom is that it's hard to hire a team if they have to live among the gothic towers and particle physicists. I accept the social reality at some of our bigger brother, sister, endowments in which the managing director of real assets is paid 3 times the best particle physicist. It's awkward to make eye contact when that fact becomes known. But I thought, screw it. If you work here, you have to make eye contact with particle physicists. If particle physicists are capable of making eye contact, because this is not some theoretical pool of capital we are managing. This is not particle physics.
The CIO smiled for himself.
I want everyone to come in here every day and see what we are tasked with. Last year, providing $264 million to everything that goes on outside there.
He hitchhiked his thumb to the quiet summer quad behind him.
That's $264 million, with the understanding that it better be $300 and then $400 million within 5 to 10 years. I know that's an incredible amount of money. We're not running Microsoft here, but the university's operating expenses are 3 times that. And we cannot, I repeat, cannot fail to provide that money.